preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed. Country folks can survive. And this is one of them up here, your host, James Kelso, for the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. We've got 2 hours today, Sunday, February 6, 2022, in which you are welcome to participate. The phone number is 512-248-8252. And we didn't, I kind of foreclosed the possibility of phone calls last week because we had a tremendous Trump event in Conroe, Texas. And oh my goodness, I wish I had another one today for you. Soon enough, we will. Soon enough, we will have weekly Trump rallies, and we'll just bring them to you one after another. They most often occur on Saturday night right before this show, so that's perfect for us. But today we have no such event, so this is your chance to get in a phone call at 512-248-8252. So don't be shy. I'll put you on right away if you call in. And all of you that I've made wait for extended periods in the past, I will endeavor to not do that and put you right on the air. Let's see, did I forget any preliminaries here? James Kelso, the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, February 6th, 2022. I think we got it all, and you're on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which I'm confident many of you are regularly supporting. There are a couple of offers we'll mention during the show today, like the Blackout Coffee offer, and then, of course, the contributions that you'll notice at Mike Ribeiro, great fellow host here on Republic Broadcasting. He mentions how you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and make contributions there. And this is the time, folks. This is the time. This is when – has there been a time in which everything was at stake? In the first Trump presidency, it was quite right to say then, this is the greatest opportunity, the greatest time to be alive ever. But that remains true today. It's an even more critical moment, even more dire moment for our freedom as a people. For everything. Yourself, your family, your kids, your future, your descendants, your country, freedom itself. It's all on the chopping block. So I know that's a little too, maybe I could have come up with a better metaphor than that, but it's all at stake. It's all at risk. And it's a moment of great, great, great hope. So I'll try to emphasize that in today's show. A lot of good things are happening. We're winning. Let's put it this way. It's kind of hard to say we're winning. I can't get that carried away. But we're, boy, are we making strides in every area. Everything this show has covered for the last 7 years is it 7 years? My goodness. 4 years of Trump, a year of campaigning, 5, 6 years. Yeah, we're in our seventh year. The Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Let's see. Let me count the ways. the things we've been saying for 7 years, in some cases, and for less than that, and others, for instance, the COVID shamdemic, we haven't been talking about that quite as long, but we have been talking about it since its inception, and we've been getting it right. We've been getting it right. I'm trying to think of whether there's anything we got wrong in all these years. Is there anything we got wrong? There were a few things got wrong. I got fooled by a couple of people. I think I said a nice thing or two about Bob, not Bob. I can't say enough good stuff about Bob Barr, but Bill Barr. I said a few good things about Bill Barr. I believed him. Shame on you, Kelso. And a couple other people that slithered by, rhinos. But we've gotten it. Let's go down the list here. Immigration, of course, that's child's play for us patriots. We've gotten that right every step of the way. Okay, let's talk about the shamdemic or the scamdemic or the what are some of the other turns of phrase for the plannedemic. I like that one. Well, we got it all right. We got ivermectin right. We got hydroxychloroquine right. We got early treatment right. We got natural immunity right. And on to everything, every single item, we got it right. And it's being borne out. The latest confirmation of just how right you were and we were on this show is from Johns Hopkins University and their study of their meta-analysis. What is a meta-analysis? That's an analysis of analyses. They're very, let's say, in the world of, what would you say, the academic world, which that doesn't mean much to any of us that have had our eyes open. But even in that world, a meta-analysis, a huge one, such as the one that just came out from Johns Hopkins, carries a lot of weight with these folks. But they're not wanting to look at it, because the latest meta-analysis out of Johns Hopkins on the subject of lockdowns and related subjects absolutely confirms every word we have spoken on this show. Does social distancing lessen disease? No. Does masking lessen disease? Is it effective against the scam, the China flu? No. Does lockdown of businesses do anything for health against the China virus? An emphatic no from Johns Hopkins. Do plexiglass barriers, have you seen this? Have you seen these legislatures and these other places of business where these nuts have installed plastic plexiglass? I mean, just listen here. I hope you were heavily invested in plexiglass, ladies and gentlemen, and even more so in plexiglass fabrication. I mean, these guys must be just making money hand over fist. These insane plexiglass barriers. Do they do anything to stop germs? As George Carlin said, germs, germs. Do they? No, they don't. They do, in fact, quite the opposite. They've been found to promote illness, to interrupt air circulation is wonderful for our health. You'd think the dummies could realize this. No, they don't. So they put themselves in little claustrophobic air cubicles that are very bad for your health. But anyway, we'll go down the list. Name anything. It's covered in the Johns Hopkins report, And their conclusion is that the effectiveness of these things that's been touted by the communists in our media as being mandated, not only highly recommended, not only salubrious, but as even worse, mandatory. Oh, that's their word, mandate. Now, of course, they're going to have to change that word mandate because it has the word man in it. What are they going to change it to? Mandate. They're going to have to change that. That is so sexist, and that is so racist, and it is so many bad things. But that's what they have imposed. They are mandates. You can't go out of your house. You can't drive your truck. You can't cross the border. You can't get in an airplane. You can't get on a bus or a train. You can't buy a hot dog. You can't go to school. You can't sit in your normal seating arrangement at school. You can't have an assembly. You can't have a choir. You can't sing. You can't play an instrument in an orchestra. You can't do anything, ladies and gentlemen. And that is, you know, the worst of it, or let's say part of the sting is, what the hell, we submitted to this, put your own descriptive term in there. We submitted to this. You put your word in there. I can't put my word in there on the radio. Some of the good news we'll have this week is, have you seen the high school that's resisting masking? Some one person with some guts, one high school student started leading his fellow students saying, we're going to show up at the school without our masks. And when they tell us to put our masks on, we're going to say, no, thank you. We're just going to politely. We're not going to yell at the teachers. We're not going to yell at the administrators. We're just going to say, no, not putting the mask on. No, thank you. Now, I don't know how that's gone. It may be tomorrow, Monday, that we find out more as to how that, but we need hundreds of high schools that are saying that I'm following this high school. I think he's a senior. I think he's really got it right. Just show up and say, oh, and then when they tell you you have to go home, go home. Just go home. Just walk out en masse. And this, and by the way, carrying along on the same theme, that's what our Canadian brothers and sisters are doing, not just in Ottawa now, but all over Canada. They're just pulling their trucks out onto the road, driving, massing up into a giant congregation. They don't need to yell. They don't need to scream. They don't need to throw anything. They don't need to do anything in any way illegal. They just need to show the SOBs who control all of the heights of our society, all of academia, all of the media, all of government, all of the NGOs, all of the charities, they control it all. We need to show these SOBs that our response is, politely, hell no. Hell no, you SOBs. We're not going to submit. We're not. I love the way Laura Ingraham said it on a recent show. She said, the Republicans, she said, in the Country Club Republicans, the Chamber of Commerce Republicans, she said, who submit to everything. She said, they bend over forwards and backwards. No, she said, they bend over backwards. And then this is the great, and she parenthetically said, they bend over backwards to submit. And then she says, and forwards. What a touch from Laura Ingraham. A little bit of a sexual metaphor there. I love these high school students. I love these truckers. They finally reached the point of, what was that? What's that poem by Rudyard Kipling, The Stranger? I have it down in my basement. I don't have it right in front of me, or I'd read it to you right now. But the Well, not The Stranger. The Stranger is a good one too. But the other one, the Anglo-Saxon poem on the Anglo-Saxon, is slow to ire. The general drift of it is that we Europeans are slow to anger. But when you push us far enough, we are certainly a force to be reckoned with. And for a lot of these folks, and of course it doesn't just include Europeans, but for us Europeans, we, you know, our first concern is our own survival as a people. But there are others, other noble peoples of other races who have also reached the same point. This point. They'll take a lot. They'll take a lot. They'll take a lot of pushing around. But when you mess with my children, stops right there. Stops right there. You mess with my children, it's war. We break it off right there. No, 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 no. And these schools, these school districts, is it New York? Is it the whole state of New York that has made it legal for schools to inject children under 12 without their parents' consent? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I watched a show on Newsmax where the host on Newsmax, he said, this is his response to that as a parent. He said, if I found out that somebody had injected my kid without my permission, then he finished the story there, and it wasn't pretty. He said, when I find out who that person is who injected my kid and the people who enabled it, my kid to be injected without my permission, what he described he would do to those people was not pretty. And in other words, he would be very, very upset. And that was right on Newsmax. But that's you mess with my children, that's it. Now, and they are now messing with the children. They're talking about this work, this crime against humanity perpetrator, Anthony Fauci. He is blabbering everywhere that he wants to inject babies, newborns. If Anthony Fauci isn't tried for crimes against humanity, if Anthony Fauci is not thrown in prison for the rest of his pathetic life, something's very, very wrong. And I think this is going to happen. The rage, the fury of the people. And by the way, I love the way the Canadians are handling it, and those high school kids who are saying, "Don't, you know." Kelso goes into, it's going to be a rage against our enemies. Well, yes, of course we have that rage, but I love this tactic, of this more Gandhian tactic of, we're just going to say hell no. We're just going to, in large numbers. That's key. Very peacefully and very insistently, very adamantly, we are going to say no. That's the winning tactic, I think. I think those, they have fashioned the winning tactic. And the Trump rallies, such as the one last week in Conroe, Texas, 85,000 people, a sea of people as far beyond what Donald Trump from his podium could see. The people in that crowd, most of the people couldn't see or hear Donald Trump. And it didn't matter to them that much at all. They were there. And that's what that's what civil disobedience, mass, hell no. That's what that is. That's what those people were there. It was a mass hell no rally. So anyway, we've been right on the I like this term. What do they call it? COVID-19 84. I like that. Whoever came up with that, that's so obvious. I wish I'd come up with that. COVID-19 84. We'll be right back in a few seconds. Stay tuned.
Bye. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now, it's still the same. And the sound
we're back, folks.
Is the music to the story in your eyes.
So the here at this darkest hour, we've got these wonderful trends going where we're fighting back effectively. Let's go to the elections. Those looked really bleak not long ago. 2022, November, where it's almost, no one's, even the demon rats are not contradicting this when it's announced. They're announcing it themselves. They're going to lose in November of 2022, unless, as Donald Trump says, there's only one thing that could prevent their loss in the Senate and the House, losing both institutions. That's cheating. That's the only way they could avert those losses. So it looks as if we will win. As to cheating and averting, not averting, preventing the cheat, a lot of effort is being put in by patriots to stop it. Now, let's connect that, the election, with the COVID-1984. That's been their ploy to cheat. That's been their ploy to do everything, has been COVID-1984. That's how they got Donald Trump out of office. And they did that through the cheating in November of 2020. That cheating was conducted on the basis that, we have China virus. We can't go to the polls. Germs, as George Carlin would say, germs. You're going to get germs. You can't go into a voting place. You can't go to the local library and stand in a booth where somebody else touched something. Oh, my goodness, Martha. Someone touched this voting device. I'm going to die if I touch that voting device. If I pick up that pen, it'll kill me. There are people in here breathing. Oh, my, they're breathing in here. Oh, there's breath in the air. I mean, we flipped out. As Ingram says, we bent over backwards, and then, unfortunately, we bent over forwards. And we've been bending over forwards for 2+ years. What do they say about, I've never been in a prison, and I'm never going to go there, but what do they say? What's the advice for prisoners in the shower, in a prison or in a jail? When you drop the bar of soap, don't bend over to pick it up. go without. Don't mean to be too colorful here, but that was the scam to steal the election. So that since you can't go into a local library, or you can't go into I used to vote in an old folks home in one location. You can't go in there. You can't go into a recreation center. You can't go to the YMCA to vote. So now what does that introduce? Mail-in ballots. Yes, that's the magic formula of the communists to steal the election. And they endeavor to do that again in the next election. But now, see, the scamdemic is coming unglued. With this Johns Hopkins report, people are getting the idea. Hey, we got suckered. We got put any more colorful verbs. Those things happened to us when we bent over. And, we've had enough of it. We're going to stand up. Had enough of it. So we're not going to do mail-in ballots again in 2022. We're not going to see, the masks have to come off. The resistance to the injection campaign, it has to stiffen. Like these students at the high school, and like these truckers up in Canada. Now, there's an American truck convoy forming. Anybody who wants to call in that knows something about the American truck convoy, please call in. 512-248-8252. This is the idea. The hell no idea. That we have to say no. And the reason I make a point about the masks, I saw a great doctor. I wish I could remember her name. She's been on a lot of Patriot announcements. A doctor, a medical doctor, who said the masks are the key. She said, until we take the masks off, we're just not going to get anywhere. As long as we're walking around in the masks, we are signaling to everyone, including ourselves, that we are in the bent over position. So let's all stand up. After this break, we'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
In a standing position. Yes, this doctor said until we tear off the masks, we're not going anywhere because we're signaling our compliance. We're just a bunch of weenies. And the I love this Johns Hopkins report. It's such a devastating earthquake to all those who in any way propounded masking. The Johns Hopkins report makes it clear. Masks do nothing. And of course they can go farther if they do. And some of the studies in that meta-analysis do go farther, pointing out that masks in fact do a considerable amount of harm. They are a health risk. They damage your health. Children compelled to wear masks 8 hours straight or 7 hours are being harmed significantly, psychologically, physically, metabolically. They are being harmed by not being able to breathe fresh air, by not being able to see another child or adult's smile, by not being able to see the lips of the people who are teaching them speech and language. How do you teach language to children who can't see lips moving? You don't. How do you teach enunciation to children if you're an adult who's mumbling through a mask? I love the people, you've all seen this. Some people, you know, we've all adopted different fidgets for masking. I've had to mask at times. I myself have had less courage when compelled to mask than that high school leader who's organizing his fellow students to say, hell no. Go ahead, suspend me. Go ahead, expel me. But see, the answer is in the numbers. He's going to get the whole school to say, hell no. But we've all seen various tics that people have with their masks. Have any of you seen the person who starts chewing on his or her mask? They don't even know they're doing it. They're just, you know, kind of lipping their mask. They don't even know they're doing it. It's really hilarious. Other people, my own personal style has always been, I never pull the mask over my nose. I breathe through my nose. And I like to wear it just covering my beard, you know, my mouth exposed and my nose exposed. And but the mask has to go. Yeah, how many billions of dollars have been expended on masks? Who cares about the billions lost on masks? The children whose future, you're talking about little kindergarten children. How do they go forward in life believing that the world is a safe place and that it's a beneficent place and that life is good? If they're walking around being terrified, should we modify that to terrorized by their teachers, by the administrators, by the pukes, the cowards? In my own state here, Governor, what's his name? He is all these governors, these cowards. They didn't need to go along with this. They didn't need to second any emergency declarations. They didn't need to. They could have had some balls and said, no, there's no scientific reason. There's no good reason. There's no logical reason. There's no health reason to compel children to wear masks. This is child abuse. It's crime against humanity. But these children's view of life has been jaded. They've been terrorized. And for 2 years? That's a long time. All of first grade and all of second grade? All of third or fourth grades? All of kindergarten and first grade? Most of your high school? Walking around carrying a wearing a mask? Having NEA teachers discipline you for letting your mask slip under your nose like Kelso? Why did we submit to this? And, you know, plenty of people were saying, well, not enough, because it must be a lot of people watch CNN and watch these other networks and don't watch what you out there in Republic Broadcasting Land, you get the unvarnished truth. So you know what's going on, but maybe a lot of our fellow citizens really don't have a clue. But anyway, they finally reached our fellow citizens. They finally touched upon the point where our fellow citizens wake up, messing with their children, telling them that they don't have a say. As this piece of garbage attorney general saying that the FBI needs to investigate. No, he didn't say they need to. He's in charge of the FBI, ordering the FBI to investigate parents who make a scene or object or speak out. Don't even have to make a scene, just speak out at school board meetings. I mean, that's communism. And that is a communist, by the way. Our attorney general is a communist. Our director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, is a communist. The entire seventh floor of the FBI is a communist den. And they have been ever since they started working on Donald Trump, trying to take down the president. Can you imagine that? The premier law enforcement agency of a nation, the premier law enforcement arm within the executive branch of the president, working overtime, working nonstop, putting all of their personnel on their one mission, not stopping Chinese espionage in the United States, not preventing the invasion of the United States across open borders, not stopping the Chinese manufacture of the precursor chemicals and the Mexican cartel finishing of fentanyl in quantities sufficient to kill every American multiple times. Just a few grains of fentanyl will kill anybody. And the amount of fentanyl you could put in a teacup will kill an entire city, an entire town, let's say. Does the FBI work on that? No, 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 no. Christopher Wray's too busy trying to bring down and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Andrew McCabe. They're too busy bringing down Donald Trump. They're too busy lying in sworn testimony. Lying before any consequences for lying if you're an FBI agent on the seventh floor who happens to be a card-carrying cop? No, no. If you've got your card, you've got your communist card there in your virtual wallet, you're fine. You skate. Has anybody gone to prison? Anybody gone to jail? No. Nobody. For 1 hour? No. 1 hour of incarceration? No, no. Any fines levied that have stuck? No. Anybody lost their pension? Lost anything? No. So let me just make sure I'm going to check my message board here. Make sure anybody that calls in, I'm going to put you on because we don't have Donald Trump. Now, when will we see him again? When will he be back on the show dedicated to the Trump MAGA movement, the Trump revolution? Well, we don't know. I'm going to the Trump website now, DonaldJTrump.com. Events scheduled, no, none scheduled. So there's no event to look forward to right now. That will change pretty quick now. One factor there, of course, has to be the weather. The Trump events are so huge that you can't fit them into any kind of a room. 85,000 people in Conroe, Texas. What indoor arena will hold 85,000 people? I'm not aware of one. And so the Trump events require at least tolerable weather. So February is not a great time for that, except for just a few of the southern extremities of the United States where the weather would be okay for an outdoor rally. And remember, when you go to a Trump rally, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to be patient. It's not as if you're going to go there and it's a 1.5 hour speech and you can get there 20 minutes ahead of time, like the usual kind of event you might go to. You get there 20 minutes before the start and you you have to arrive many hours before the start. So you're going to be outdoors. So it's really nice to have good weather. I can speak from personal experience. I stood in freezing rain in Bemidji, Minnesota. I think the month was November, or maybe it was late October. It was just before the election that was stolen. And all of us, thousands of us, you've never heard of Bemidji, Minnesota. Well, there's a reason. It's really small, and it's really in the middle of sort of nowhere. If they didn't have some good trees to harvest, they wouldn't have any town at all. There were tree trucks everywhere, tree hauling trucks. But there were thousands of us in Bemidji standing in freezing rain, freezing in our hair. You've all had that experience where freezing rain in your hair and your hair gets like an ice cube. And most of us weren't ready for it. There were airport hangars all around us there at the airport that would have kept us out of the freezing rain and would have given us some warmth. But were we allowed to go into those hangars? We were standing right up against, right next to hangars. Empty. Were the thousands of us allowed to shelter from the freezing rain by the, remember, the governor of Minnesota is a communist. And so he was doing everything he could to make sure Donald Trump didn't have a place to have an event, couldn't get an arena, wouldn't be allowed to, you know, whatever excuse they could come up with. So the governor had his forces arrayed to make sure we didn't get any shelter and we had to stand out in the freezing rain. That was amazing. But did that deter us? No, we were singing the national anthem. We were singing patriotic songs. We were having a good old time. It was hard to get food too. Didn't matter. We were starving. We were freezing, and we waited for an entire day for Donald Trump to appear. But we were wildly happy. Have I been to other inclement? It was pretty cold out there in Duluth. The rally I went to there, and twice. And then a rally in Fargo, which was inside. That was inside an arena in Fargo. But we still had to wait for a whole day. Doesn't deter us at all. But now the rallies, the left is, they're having a conniption. The rallies are bigger than they were in 2016. Bigger than they were in 2020. More energetic. More passionate. So the left has clearly failed. So this the optimistic theme, the left really has failed to destroy the Make America Great Again MAGA movement. We're still here. Donald Trump's greatest accomplishment, creating the MAGA movement. And as he says at the end of any of his rallies that you've watched, if you've been to one, they all end with this same finale. When the president says, "We are," the next two words, he's at the end of the, he's about to say goodbye to us at the rally. "We are." What are the next two words? It's always going to be this way, apparently, because it's been this way 100 times. Without fail, he doesn't mix it up. "We are one." What's the next word? If you've been listening to this show, you know what it is. Movement. And then he says, "One people, one nation, one family. We are one movement." That's his greatest achievement. He created this movement. And he can take credit for this movement spreading around the world. You will see the Canadian trucker convoy, the Australian convoys. You'll see in rallies in Europe, American flags, Trump flags, Trump banners. The rest of the world, America is the leader. We are, as I said at the beginning of the show, this is for all the marbles. If America goes down, that's it. Lights out. That's the end of freedom on planet Earth. We are the only nation. Now, let me give you some of the hallmarks of that phenomenon, that we are the heart of freedom on planet Earth. How many nations have a First Amendment? No small thing. Freedom to speak. Not exactly a detail. How many nations have that? Let's see. I'm just going to calculate here on my fingers. Get my calculator out. One, folks. This one. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Breathe their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
And if you want to call in, 512-248-8252. Let's take a look at the good news is showing in the headlines. And this is something I'd like to hear from you, by the way, is where are you going for true news. I'm going to list a few websites I use here, but I'd like to hear from you. Major websites. Don't give me some, somebody's tiny website something that a lot of people can rely on for a steady stream of excellent MAGA news. What are you using? I'm going to go over some headlines here at thegatewaypundit.com. And when you look up, I recommend that website. Don't type in Gateway Pundit. That's the way everybody says the name of this site, but you get somebody else there. Somebody, when they registered their name, they made a mistake. So they had to add the word the on there, thegatewaypundit.com. That'll get you right there. Here's another good one, revolver.news, not .com, revolver.news. That's a good one. I use InfoWars. That's a good one. And the, as of course, I've referred you to Real Donald, or to DonaldJTrump.com. That was his Twitter name back before Twitter canceled Donald Trump. But DonaldJTrump.com, that's a good one. There's Rumble, there's Getter, there's Gab, and we're getting more. There's another one that's another great patriot site that's replacing the politically correct communist-controlled website of GoFundMe, the GoFund Yourself. Or fund this. GoFundMe just tried stealing $12 million from the Canadian trucker convoy. Can you believe the brass, the hubris of people? $12 million was contributed to these brave, and I know how brave they are. I'm up here in the north. I'm not in North Dakota. I'm in northern North Dakota. And this is a sunny, warm paradise compared to the winter that these Canadian heroes live in Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and in Ontario, in Quebec. It's cold in January and February. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.